I'm Keith Peters reporting. The White House confirms ongoing talks and discussions with Hamas officials amid the ongoing ceasefire with Israel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said President Trump supports the dialogue between U.S. officials and Hamas.
He believes is a good faith effort to do what's right for the American people.
Leavitt declined to provide details on the talks, but noted that there are American lives at stake. She also said Israel has been consulted about the direct engagement with Hamas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump also issued what he calls a last warning to Hamas to release all remaining hostages held in Gaza. Trump, in a statement on his Truth Social platform soon after meeting 8 former hostages at the White House on Wednesday, added that he was sending Israel everything it needs to finish the job. There was plenty of severe weather happening this Wednesday across the U.S.
Powerful storms that killed 3 people in Mississippi and ripped roofs from buildings in a small Oklahoma town are charging across the nation. The severe weather is threatening more communities in the central to eastern United States with wide-ranging weather. Forecasters also warned that a Pacific storm was expected to bring widespread rain and mountain snow across California and other parts of the West. Blizzard conditions in Nebraska, Iowa, and parts of southern Minnesota made travel there dangerous. Blizzard Sound out of Iowa is courtesy of Trooper Paul Gardner. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Trump is granting a 1-month exemption on his stiff new tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada for U.S. automakers. Worries persist that the newly launched trade war could crush domestic manufacturing. This is SRN News. A prayer campaign against a suicide bill.
The British Parliament is considering a measure that would allow people to take their own lives with the help of a doctor, and Christian Concern wants to stop it. The UK-based ministry is urging believers to mark Lent by joining in a prayer campaign for a no vote on the bill. During the 40 days of Lent, Christians are being asked to spend 1 minute a day asking God to derail the legislation, which critics say would end up pressuring the old and the disabled to kill themselves. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Census Bureau is seeking permission to delete questions about so-called gender identity from a monthly survey. The agency says the request is being made to align with President Trump's order to strip federal money from programs that promote gender ideology. At the same time, the statistical agency has canceled a spring meeting for an advisory committee to set up to provide guidance for the 2030 census. This is SRN News. The EU wants to protect its production of EVs from global competitors.
On electric vehicles, there's fierce competition from China, but also the US. European manufacturers are hampered by high costs for converting plants and high wage bills. Then there are potential tariff wars looming, both with the US and China. EU Commissioner Séjourné calls it a pivotal moment. The Commission is proposing protectionist measures, including a law that will stipulate that electric cars sold in the EU must use a certain amount of European components.
That's BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt. A power failure in Buenos Aires has left hundreds of thousands of customers without electricity in the Argentine capital, shutting off traffic lights, stranding subway passengers, and testing the electric grid for the second time in 24 hours during a sizzling summer heat wave. More details at SRNNews.com.